Connected. I'll show you connected. Connected.
Let's talk about connected for a minute.
Let's talk about connected for a minute.
And you can distinctly hear it. And you can distinctly hear it. It's got to be an extremely fine line between. The frequency that's being broadcasted and. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? I love you,
hello.
Won't you tell me your name?
You, won't you?
Hello.
I don't know. Aren't we all full of shame?
I don't know.
Maybe you're not. That makes you a good person. Well, fuck you. How about that? Because we've all been there. On every side, every aspect. And if we haven't, rest assured, bet your ass, it'll happen. It's just the way fucking life is. Or does that just happen to people that happen to have Uranus in their chart? Well, you can stick it up Uranus instead, because... Oh, come on, people. I was kind of having fun there. It was kind of funny. Kind of. Yeah, I'm a little fucking weird sometimes. You would be too if you fucking nobody came to visit you, nobody calls, and nobody writes, and nobody talks to you for like crazy amounts of time. You know, there was a time when people actually, you know, they like actually said they cared about, you know, they're like, oh yeah, I care about you, and do you? No, you don't. There's a time when we actually used to get together and hang out all the fucking time. And all we do is hang out on fucking Nextdoor and the app and the goddamn Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat. And what the fuck is wrong with us? How did this happen to me? I was never, ever, ever gonna freaking cave and get a Facebook account. Oh no, I wasn't. Never. And then it happened. And I was like, what happened? What happened that did that? Can somebody fucking explain what happened to me? Oh, that's right. You're too rigid, Jasper. You're just too old school. We've got to change with the times. You got to modernize. If you're going to keep up with... And you know what? And then you go through a divorce and all this other shit. And you have to learn to adapt. Like, everybody's giving you all this advice. Adapt. Like, ability. Like, that's how you thrive in changing circumstances. And yeah, you do. For a while. What if we all had, like, these inner truths and beliefs inside us that really did serve us well? And what if one day we find ourselves violating those very same core principles that we grew up knowing at a younger age that we would never, oh no, never. I wouldn't do this and I wouldn't do that because I'm smarter than that. But you, every fucking person out there listening to me right now has heard that before. You damn sure know it. You know it. Because we all had it right when we were younger. We watched other people making mistakes and doing this. And then we're constantly being told this and that. And we're just seeing what other people are doing. We knew if it was wrong. We knew if it was wrong that we wouldn't have to do that same thing. Because we saw. We know. We're smarter than that. And then your head gets all fucking corrupt. With all this bullshit. No caps on nothing. Everything is unlimited and immediate and inexhaustible and indefinite and You leave this digital footprint everywhere you go, and you just, there's no privacy. They let us into this bullshit telling us, oh, your privacy options and settings, and then, oh, an update to our terms and services. And, you know, I know you're in a hurry to get to the next app to do whatever you were going to do to check this or check that, or, but now you have to stop what you're fucking doing, even if people are waiting on you to pick them up or drop them off or show up, or you have to stop and read these terms and conditions. Or at the very least, scroll down real fast and click accept so you can continue to move on. Because we don't have fucking time to do that, so we have to just do the quick method. And then you're so caught up in life, like, we don't know what the fuck we just signed on to. We don't know what we just agreed to. And sometimes you're like, well, yeah. I used to fight it. We all fought it, didn't we? We all fought it for a while. We fought accepting those terms and conditions. And we fought taking that next step into something that we were, nah, this is good enough for me. I'm not comfortable with all that. And little by little, they get you. Next thing you know, you don't got enough goddamn storage on your phone or your computer or your this or your that, even though you're in the cloud. Yeah, let's just throw everything up in the fucking safe and secure cloud. Your privacy is important to us. Have you ever heard so many crooks in your life tell you all these lies? Have you ever heard so many lies in your life? They tell so many lies, they got you telling lies. They got me telling myself lies. Like, it's okay, I can handle that. Try this app, try that app, do this, go to this site, go to that site, use this product, use that product. No, over here. No, over there. By the time you're done doing all your goddamn research, you know, and then you run into somebody who's like, oh, yeah, why don't you just ask? I know the answer. Oh, you, okay, cool. You used that product. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Wow, that would have saved me some time. How can we ever know everything we need to know? How can we be paying for anything online other than another human being who... I don't understand why every single one of you haven't subscribed to my show yet, or followed me, or whatever the hell you got to do. Like, seriously. I've got a lot of listeners out there. I got a lot of fucking shit going on in my life, and I need a lot of miracles. And I'm not saying I won't get them. But how do I got to communicate this to you? All the places we spend our money. So I'm like looking around, oh, how about a free... I have no interest in building a website, okay? None at all. Not interested in it. I don't even want to sit at my computer all day. I don't want to... It's like... Man, I've been busting my ass my whole fucking life. I ain't never taking a break. I still ain't taking a break. But I've been learning how to do webs. Okay, you know, some people are saying, oh, that's easy. That's easy. I can, you know, have AI do it. Or do this or do that. Yeah, guess what? I know all that. I've even tried all that. Nobody ever going to do as good of a job as you can do yourself, for yourself, first of all. Because you know what you want, and you know what looks good and what's right for you. And you want to be able to navigate it. Well, so I've tried a whole bunch of things. I've got like 5 or 6 different web pages going right now with different companies. And you get all these, you get 7-day free trial here and 3 over there. I couldn't stick with just one. There's too many options. And I get stumped on one, and then it's like, oh, well, maybe this other one's all right. Maybe this one will work for me. I've got days and days. No, I'm going to take this back. I've got months. Now I've probably accumulated years of familiarizing myself with these damn computers. And remember when it used to be like, oh, if you can add to your resume that, you know, you're competent and you know, efficient with Microsoft MS Word and PowerPoint and Excel and Oof, boy, you're valuable. Yeah, you got computer skills. Remember taking, it started out as like keyboarding and then typewriting and then it was keyboarding and then it's like computer science labs or what the hell did they do to us people? You know, I'm spiritual, I'm not religious. I like theology, I like studying them all. I'm a very an analytical person and I like to compare things and I like to recognize common sense and I like to put things together and take things apart and I like to know how things work. I like to know a lot of things and I know that none of you exist without me. I don't exist without you. How do I know that? Because if I close my eyes, meaning if I die right here, right now, if I die and I am removed from this invisible infrastructure of a time-space reality that we're occupying. If I disappear out of this, now if I'm really dead and there's nothing else out there, how would I know that you exist? How would I know anything? As a matter of fact, I wouldn't. And you know, everybody's got this one common thing going on, theme. Nobody really knows, do they? They say, well, guess you'll figure it out pretty soon when you get there. And look, what we're going through right now is not good. And I'll tell you why. Because we're not going through some great depression or trying to get through one or get out of one. There's no big, real big wars going on right now. The real war, the real poverty, the war is on each other. The war is on yourself. It's the spiritual war that we're going through right now. It's the knowing which of the two wolves to feed and be useful. And you know, there's a reason we had the camaraderie that we did in America. There's a reason that we had, know, the war stimulated the economy, but I mean, there's good and bad to everything. There always is, there always will be. But right now, remember the old saying, idle mind is the devil's playground, and idle hands are the devil's workshop. There's never been more fraud, more deceit, more corruption, more lies, more ability to to both interact with more people than ever before and yet not interact with nearly enough people. And if you do interact, is it quality? Scary world, guys. It's a scary world. Beautiful world. It's a beautiful world. Which one would you rather say to yourself right now? Now, I bet you every one of you corrected me when I said the first part. We're so used to giving the response and to the direct opposite because we all want to help each other. Doesn't matter what you say. Whoever you're talking to is going to say the opposite. Because we're all learning that. The contrast of whatever's said. We're all learning. Extreme polarities. We're all learning. Faster than we should be learning. More than we need to know. And about things that don't really fucking matter. So I'm telling you, I spent all this time working on this website. That damn thing can't generate proper photos for me. I have photos. Apparently, I have like 14,000 photos and like 700 and some videos, and you know how fucking long that took me to go through to find the right photos? Oh, you got albums and stuff. Well, how many? Yeah, every now and again I do sit down and I do start sorting stuff. But when you really need something, it's probably not in the folder that you created, or you created the folder, ain't enough stuff in there. There ain't nothing in there. Look, it doesn't end. It doesn't end. You can correct me all you want. And I can, and I, you know what I'm going to do though? I'm going to spend the rest of my life, and I'm going to make a living off of reminding every one of you what you already know. What I already know. What you already know. And we're all just too damn something. What's this ad lib thing here? What word would you like to slip into place for what we are as a society, as a human race? Getting treated like puppets on a string. Cattle in the field. The sheeple. We've heard it all now. We've heard all these slang and all these comments and the stark joke, the cynical joke, the funny joke, the offended situation, the fucking pandemic. Now we got big pharma fucking robbing you blind. And here's the funny thing. We've been in the climate change. We got serial killers going on. We got child labor issues. We got a fucking housing fucking crisis. We got a food fucking crisis. We got an inflation crisis. We got an over fucking populated fucking crisis of information. A lot of fucking bad information out there. Just as much bad as there is good. For like every good document, there's got to be one or two bad ones made, right? Or is it just stay in balance because of the yin and the yang, because of the balance of life? Is it everything? Is it none of it? Is it to the left? Is it to the right? Is it just all of it? Some say you got to do something about it. And some say just let it go and let it happen and just let it be. Supposed to do this, but then somebody else says to do that. And then you try to go your own way and you get pulled apart anyway. Is it politically correct? Am I saying the right thing? Everybody talks about their compassion and their empathy. Prove it to me. Because I don't feel none of that shit from you. Who am I talking to? I'm talking to you. You don't give a fuck whether I live or die. You don't give a fuck what I'm doing. And half of you don't even give a fuck about yourselves. Mental illness. It's a serious thing. You think social media's got something to do with that? You think, oh, look. We are probably at the point of no return. I don't really have much more to say because I have everything to say. And there's always something going through your head out there. Everybody's got a response for something. But if you don't say anything, it's just going to be left up to assumption, which you're not supposed to do anyway, right? But we do it. We still assume. Your brain's got to find start and stop points somewhere. If you don't say anything, you're viewed as having nothing worth saying. And if all you want to say is something that has to cover up the fucking truth, if that's the only thing you could think of that you need to say because you're trying to figure out a better way to say it so you don't get in trouble for whatever the fuck you weren't supposed to be doing, Nobody even, there's all these, you know, we keep getting all these extra adjectives, definitions of just ways to describe and explain these feelings that maybe did or didn't ever fucking exist. Feelings and titles and there's a, you know, you're in a fucking husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend relationship, right? You're going steady, you're going out. Or now it's just all open. I mean, it used to be monogamous, you know, monogamy was the way to go, right? I mean, that's all I really understood or knew. You think I was pretty erotic to hear something different than that? Whoa, you had a what? Threesome? And then what? What? An orgy? Oh my God! You know, neither of which I've never had either one of them. And it doesn't even matter. But the point is, and I don't care what you think about that. I don't care either. That wasn't my point. My point, everything's always fucking sharp around me, huh? No, I always have a point. I always like to cut and pierce right into the heart of the matter of whatever it is. My point of all this is everybody's in an open relationship now or we're just this, or there wasn't even a word called friend zone. You know, there's so, you know, there was a time when LOL meant lots of love. That's all I thought it meant. I was writing LOL. I was like, why would they say LOL to me? Serious. Things have changed so much. It's not healthy. It's not healthy. And I'm going to give you some little facts here. Wow, I have to check my thing, make sure it's still recording, because if you have any idea how many times I've been cut off, I've had the best speeches. And I've been cut off and cut off. None of that really matters until today. Here talking to you. But let's go in, take a peek here at where I was at with things. So I think, there's so many topics that I want to talk about. There's like the disturbing effects of social media on mental health. We're calling it a silent crisis. There's unraveling mysteries. Unraveling the mysterious world of conspiracy theories, power, and paranoia. Exposing the hidden tears on the deep dark web. This shit you guys want to listen to? Really? No wonder we're in such a fucking crisis. Here's another one that, I mean, I'm the looming water crisis. Thirst for survival. You know that's coming up. Everything that I've said, by the way, this is like one of a couple of things here. But it's either I'm that freaking psychic, that tuned in, tapped in, and turned on to the greater part of me, that which is not here, but on the other side of the veil. I'm either that tuned into that, so I get all the answers and updates before they happen. Or I'm just that good of a manifester. Why don't you answer that question for me in the question box? When it says, what did you think about this episode? Why don't you please respond? You know, I know you're all too busy with your gadgets and stuff, and I'm too busy trying to do shit I shouldn't even be doing. Also, you know why I gotta do this? Real quick. You know why I gotta do this website thing? Because I gotta sell y'all a bunch of shit. For more money than it would be if you just fucking picked up the goddamn phone and called me and hired me to do some things for you. I gotta charge you more money because that's, you want it, because people are fucking retarded. Because I gotta word it in such a way that it sounds so goddamn good to you that you just want it. You'd be salivating for my products because I can word it so well. I mean, no, that's like a brutal truth. I'm not saying it to be an ass. I'm not trying to be arrogant. This is me. This is how I am. This is who I am. I don't give a fuck if you like it or not. Because when I'm talking to you, I'm going to be nice to you. If we have a face-to-face interaction, you ain't going to get this out of me. Or will you? Truth is this. Once I've showed you how nice I can be, I'll remain that way until you give me reason not to be. I can show you that I'm smart enough to play your games. And then I'll tell you I'm smart enough to know they're a game. Now it's up to you whether you want to continue to play with me or not. Everything else you're doing in your life, if it ain't confronting and dealing with people like me, it's just faker than fake. And you want me to be just like you? That ain't ever gonna happen. It was bad enough that I fucking got a Facebook account. Bad enough that I use Messenger. Bad enough that I went to Snapchat. Bad enough that I fucking put everything out there. Bad enough I started this goddamn podcast and started talking about everything in my fucking world. Ain't none of it done a fucking bit of good for me. But you know what it does do good for? It does good for my insides. It does good for my peace of mind with the spiritual world. You know, listen, here's the thing. Especially to all you Bible thumpers out there. And I'm nothing, just saying. When God was here last time, what did they do to him? They crucified him on a cross. Why? Because they did not believe him. Fast forward that a little bit in time and, you know, CB breaker, we got a crazy one here. Better get the cross out. We're going to crucify this guy. Drive some thorns in his head. And here's what I got to say to you. And there ain't no fucking arguing it. There really isn't. Because it's already happened. It's already been proven. But Jesus did come back for you. Your Savior did come back for you. You wouldn't recognize him anyway. You'd persecute him and you'd fucking kill him. You'd throw stones at him. You wouldn't believe him. And those of you that did wouldn't have the fucking balls to stand up for it. You wouldn't do anything about it anyway. You'd stand by and watch him die. And you wouldn't want to say nothing because you're too goddamn scared. You're too fucking scared for you're too scared for what other people think. Because really, though, your life ain't about you. Your life's about worrying about what everybody else thinks about you. Do I worry about what you think about me? Hell yes, I do. Can I care about it, though? Hell no. I can a little bit. Yeah, I do care. You know what I care about? I care about freedom of speech. I care about the fact that everyone else can change their fucking mind. They can say one thing and still fucking get access to whatever the fuck they want and do whatever the fuck they want anyway. Y'all know them. And there's different classes of this, but like, starting from the top. I mean, to the most powerful people in the world, they bash each other during elections and the news and stuff, the shit that comes out of there, like this bad happened over here and then over there, this person, this senator and this Democrat, who cares what fucking, I don't give a shit about your politics. You know why? I quit giving a fuck about them when I realized that people were still supporting bad people. Uh-uh. We don't do that. So, if the crooks can get away with it, if they can violate children and sell people, steal them and sell them to you, and traffic, and I don't even know all the categories. That's fucking sick. Absolutely sick. Who's doing it? Who's doing it? Let me just tell you right now. You know who the fuck's doing it. And it's people with money. We got so much fucking money. They got so much money. There are people so damn poor, all they have is their money. They don't know what else to do. They're bored. There's nothing to enjoy anymore when you can have whatever the fuck you want. So you start taking. You take people's dignity. You take their innocence. You take a lot of shit from people that you have no right to take, but you do it anyway. You're on a power trip. But you're too goddamn scared to come out and tell on yourself, on the people that you've seen do it. You support these motherfuckers, you work for them, you do whatever the fuck you do. No poor person, nobody with no money, I'm going to tell you right now, there's no poor person doing this, transporting them, they're not doing it. They're not doing it. They don't have the money to. They don't have the resources to. It's a Ponzi scheme. You know, it's a big circus act. Who's the ringleader? Leaders. Look, man, they're on your plastered on your TV every day. It doesn't matter. We've lost. We've lost. Can't go back now, right? Can't get rid of your cell phone now. What are you gonna do? Go back to a landline? Not have that app to check every day? Remember when we used to actually read a fucking cereal box in the morning? We've lost it, guys. We've lost it. We've lost our power. I mean, I don't give a fuck. Wake up tomorrow morning. Wake up later. Take a fucking nap and wake up and tell yourself it's all fucking good. Tell yourself that everything's just fine. Tell yourself I'm fucking crazy. It doesn't matter. Truth is the truth. Oh, wait, there's multiple realities. That's right. Parallel universes. The Mandela effect. We got Berenstain Bears and the Berenstain. You know what? There's exactly the opposite of everything I say. There was a time when, I don't know, am I being grateful? Am I complaining? Am I just spitting it out there? Here's the thing. Unfortunately, nobody wants to hear about my positive affirmations, and nobody wants to hear about my metaphysics. Apparently, I need to do like you guys and conform to the bullshit. So I'm going to come up with some stupid fucking shit to talk about that y'all are fucking interested in. You know why I got to do that? You know why I got to do that? Because this isn't making me any money. But it should be. It should be, because you should be supporting me. Because that's what you do for your local neighbor, for your friend, for people that you care about, people that you take the time out for. You should do something for them, right? No, you do something for fucking people you don't know, for strangers, but if you spent any time with me on these, you know me. What I know is I don't have all the answers for everybody, but I have one answer that does suit everybody. Whatever the fuck I'm going through right now, you're going through it too, and you just have a different way to describe it. You have a different outlook and a different, but it's still the same shit. I don't care how you describe it. It's pure bullshit. Things have not gotten easier. Internet speeds are not faster. Look, you can prolong a life, okay? You can prolong a life, doctors, pharmaceutical companies. You can prolong a life. You can milk us for every damn dollar we got. You can sell us like cattle. I mean, we're already branded like that when we come into Earth anyway. You know, we're a commodity. And those of you that don't know that, I mean, it's not a conspiracy theory. There's too much information out there for you to even take a U-turn to go back to look at this shit that I'm talking about. You know, sometimes it's like, I don't know. Maybe you should just believe somebody who knows what they're talking about. Somebody who gets really passionate about things. I mean, there's different levels of passion. I'd like to think that mine's pretty persistent. Pretty much always there. All I know is I made some decisions a long time ago that were against everything I believed in. And the decisions to have a Facebook account, to start hanging out on the internet more, and oh, it's safe, it's privacy. There is no goddamn privacy, people. Nothing. Every day it's a new threat, new attack, it's a new this, it's a new that. Somebody's trying to scam you here, somebody's trying to scam you there. They're gonna, now it's God, I guess AI could clone your voice, and then they'll call you up and then be like, and they'll sound just like your kid or your parent, or your aunt, or your uncle, or your sibling. They'll sound just like your girlfriend, sound whoever. And they'll start crying, and they'll start making all these noises, and da-da-da-da-da, and you're gonna think it's them, and they're gonna send me money, or send me this, or that, you know, and then some other person's gonna come there, I got your child, you know? Doesn't matter how many options you have on your phone that can locate your person that happens to them, or whatever you got to do to feel your sense of safety at that moment. But here's what I know. You're going to be too damn panicked to use any of those options as it is. And if you're not that panicked, then you're awful disconnected. And the fact that any of this stuff has to happen at all. You know, I hate to say it. You know, as much as we don't want to see a big war, we don't want to see a big pandemic or whatever. Man, why don't we save the young kids? We're going over there to shoot each other and kill each other and rolling. Why don't we do this another way around? Why don't we send the old men? Why don't you send me? Right? I say that because I don't give a fuck anymore. It's almost unbearable to wake up every fucking day and try to go through these fucking emotions again and again and again. Yeah, and I can be great. I can be whatever the fuck I need to be. And I can be real too. Some days are good and some days are not good. All days used to be good before, though. Before all this technology and bullshit, all days were good. Fuck. So good. So good. We were all going to be somebody. We were all going to be somebody special. Somebody. We're all going to be millionaires. We're all going to be famous. We're all going to be something. Ain't nobody gonna be anything, you guys. That part's over. It's over. It's over, people. Those quick few opportunities are up, gone, and gone. They're gone. We are so far advanced right now. They're not even going to need you pretty soon. So we're going to be in a situation. We've got no purpose in life. Purpose is not there. Purpose is not there, you guys. The purpose is not to spend any more fucking time on another digital device, but we're going to do it. Purpose is... What are we going to do? Train these new robots? Have you seen them? Have you seen that stuff? They look just like a person! And they fucking talk like a person! Can you feel the speed and intensity and the quickness of all this? You know what I gotta say to you people? You better fucking go visit the person that you haven't fucking seen in a long time. You better go love somebody that you fucking need to love. You need to go give somebody a hug. You need to go do that. You need to go do a bunch of shit that you need to do. You need to quit your job because you fucking hate it and go do something better for your life. You need to go do it. Because you ain't got much time left. And you think... I'm not kidding. The pace in which everything is moving right now and how rapid it is, there's no way to keep up. As you're learning, you're losing. You've lost to a race of cyborgs. George Lucas wasn't off. He knew what he was doing. He knew what he was talking about. You think teleportation is a joke, huh? You think all this shit's a joke? You think the Transformers was a joke? Everything you've been watching since you can remember. Everything I watched since I can remember. Every one of them shows was a preview of what's already in existence. And they've been desensitizing you all along. Who's they? The army of the alien nations. The negative thoughts that you have in your head every day. It's the roar of the lion. You know the greatest trick the devil ever did? Mr. Satan himself. Lucifer, some call him. The greatest trick he ever did. You know what it is? Made you believe that it wasn't him. He doesn't exist. I can't think of a better time to be promoting metaphysical material. I can't think of a better time to be designing and crafting and creating your life. I can't think of a better time to resort back to old methods of natural ways of forming friendships and relationships, holding on to your partners, getting back into situations where you find marriage and have families, work together, stick together, don't push each other out the door, don't fight with each other constantly, don't disagree and argue with each other constantly, don't go look up for a fucking answer on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok. Don't look for your fucking answers there. That's not your answers. They're not your answers. They're somebody else's answers. All right. So much to talk about, and I just made the rambling again, and I love it. And I fucking love it, and I love it. Because this is who I am. And this is what I'm producing and putting out there. And this is what you get. And so it is. I'm your host, Jasper. Thank you for tuning in to Where the Sidewalk Ends. Please follow me. And $5 would go a long ways for me right now. Hook me up. Hook a brother up. I'm not out in the street begging. I'm not going to have that can. I'm not going to be standing in Tampa, you know, on the corner there trying to hop on the... You know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to be that person. But if you don't ask, you ain't going to get nothing, right? I could ask. I still might not get nothing, but better's my odds. And either way, if this has got to be entertaining, right? Crack myself up sometimes. That's the truth. Can't argue at all. Yeah. Merry Christmas, y'all.